WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM, WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. Good morning, Francesca.
Hi, Ginger.
Hello. So, I have the cutest little positive news story. Well, let's talk about weather first. Sorry. We were talking right up until the rain. So, right now, it is 52 degrees, and when I got here this morning, it was colder than that. I feel like it was probably 48, 49.
Wasn't it cold?
It was so cold, and there was, like, frost on my car, and I was like, coming, like, you know what happened.
It's coming.
The frost is coming for us.
It's refreshing to see frost as just a few more days of summer and going to the pool.
I really want to
today.
Me too.
Today would be a good day to actually go to the pool if you want to get in your last time, because the high is going to be 80, the low is 45,
into the 40s is so crazy. Tomorrow, high is 83, low is 48, so just a little bit warmer. Wednesday is our first significant rain chance in quite a long time. It's going to be a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday, high of 80, low of 63. So that'll be a semi-nice day, but of course it's raining. But after that, it'll be clear or partly cloudy, just like today, like upper 40s for the lows and lower 80s for the highs. So that's fine. But whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. Here's our little news story. It's pretty great. Ten-year-old girl in Ukraine. Of course, there's just so much devastation happening over there. But she was reunited with her cat.
Oh,
so sweet. So it all started a fateful night on February. Russian forces poured into her neighborhood. Let's see. But yeah, her cat got separated, and it just recently got reunited with her.
And there's some different things. That is really cute.
I love cats. I'm a cat person.
Me too. I love cats so much. Like, I know if it were me, because my cat, I think he ran away, like, a few years ago. I know if it were, like, me, even now, I'm still, like, every time my mom sees a black cat, she'll be like, "Do you think that this is Hudson, like, my cat, or whatever?" I'm like, I don't know, it's like animals, like, you worry about them so much.
I just like
oh,
that's
it.
And that's all.
Okay, we just want to do a little cuddle. Really.
I have three cats right now. We have a little kitten that we just very recently got. The kitten showed up at my dad's work, and we brought him home because we're cat people. And that little kitty thing is Teddy, and Teddy is crazy. Teddy likes to knock things over and scratch at things and bite people. But you know, I feel like it's just a kitten thing. I don't know. I'm not an expert. And then we have Stanley. Stanley is a girl. But we named him Stanley before we knew that Stanley was a girl. Stanley has a bit of an E problem. Stanley's a mess.
Oh, I have an obese cat too.
I love it. I know it's probably not good for them, but it's so fun.
Yeah, like my cat, like, she is humongous. And like, she's really bossy and mean. Like, she'll go, just like walking through the house, like she'll swat at people. But then, like, if you see every time she runs, she'll like fall over. She'll like be swinging side to side, just like, all of her fat. And like, we've taken her to so many veterinarians. And we're like, she's so fat. And they're like, oh, it's her diet. We'll put her on this food. And then, like, she's still fat. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on there.
And then we have Puff. All of these cats are outdoor cats, but we have Puff. Puff is a girl, and Puff is kind of transient. Puff will, like, leave for 4 days and come back for 2 days, and then for 2 months and come back for a week. It's wild.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, we love kids. It's sweet when somebody goes through something like a war in Ukraine, and it's crazy, and then they get reunited with their cat.
Oh,
it's a silver one. Back to music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
guys, it's Francesca and Ginger.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, so today is National Handbag Day.
Woo! That's fun.
All I can think about is the movie Confessions of a Shopaholic. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's like a rom-com, and she's like addicted to shopping. Just every time I think of Percy, I think of her. But
that's fun.
A little history on this guy is the first purse. So interesting. It belonged to an Iceman, like a cape. Yeah, an Iceman. OTZ. His name was OTZ, and it's from 300.
Oh, Otzi, the, oh my gosh,
like the ice dude. Back from like 300 BC.
Yeah.
I guess he had a purse with him, so that's pretty cool.
That's so fun.
I know, like, you wouldn't like it. You don't know that.
Purses,
like,
prehistoric
purses. Yeah, and then I guess, like, in the 90s, this is so interesting, is handbags, like, were not a thing. Like, people didn't have, like, handbags.
Really?
And, like, females, they would have big pockets sewn into, like, their pants, and they would just carry everything in their pockets.
That's fun.
Which is so weird. And I guess, like, once, like, the World War started happening, that's when females started to, like, carry bags or whatever.
Mm.
So,
That is super fun.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's like, it used to be, like, a very, like, gender-neutral type thing. And then it kind of, like, stopped. But I feel like now men are starting to wear handbags. Or even if it's, like, not, like, a bag, it's, like, something, you know what I mean? But don't they call it, like, a...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, the satchel, like, first thing.
Yeah. I say, you know what? Men can have purse, but females should get pockets and all their things.
That is big facts right here. Now, I probably wouldn't use the pockets if I was carrying it. Because then it messes up, like, the front.
Yeah.
You know how, like, when you got something in your pockets,
like, yeah.
But, definitely. My boyfriend's pockets literally go down.
I know, they're humongous. And then they're like, why do you always carry so much in your purse? And I'm like, look at how much stuff you have in your pockets. Like, the world just hates us and doesn't want to give us... Like, I just want a pocket big enough to fit. Like, you know what I mean? And maybe, like, a few credit cards and, like, keys comfortably if I'm going somewhere where I don't want to carry a purse. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When you can't carry a purse, that's the worst time.
Yes. Like, you really have to think about your pantries. Yeah. You don't want to, like, be holding on to them.
We also wanted to throw in, because we're celebrating today, a couple of celebrity birthdays that we both know and enjoy. Mario Lopez's birthday is today, and he actually recently filmed a Christmas movie in my hometown.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's for Hallmark. I don't know anything about the actual movie, but they, like, set up our town square with a big Christmas tree, and they put fake snow everywhere. And I have a Facebook friend who is back at home right now who posted a picture of what it looked like the day after when there's fake snow everywhere. And he was just saying, oh, I hope that somebody comes and cleans this up. And our janitorial staff that we have, the one lady who comes to clean this up every day, doesn't have to clean this up all by herself. The other birthday that's going on today is Dan Stevens. And that might be a more obscure name, but he played Matthew on Downton Abbey.
Y'all. Yeah. I love him. That's her man right there.
Yes, absolutely. Dan Stevens, you can call me anytime. He's adorable.
This is my birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes, have a good day. Mario Lopez, Dan Stevens, and...
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca and Ginger.
Hello everyone, good morning, welcome back to the morning show.
So recently, this past week and upcoming, DG, like the sorority, has been doing their Anchor Splash event, which is super exciting because basically what happens is there's like a basketball game, a talent show, a pool race, and it's with fraternities. So like last night, me and my friends went to the talent show, and it was basically like guys doing like really frilly, like girly dances, like, you know, like the scene girls on like the Christmas scene. Well, it was basically like boys dressed like the Mean Girls doing like their little like saucy routine, and then like at the end there's this like you win award, so it's like best banner, best dance routine, winners of the basketball, and it goes to like their charities. So throughout the week, they do a bunch of philanthropy with all these different fraternities, and it's just like super fun cool events.
That's super fun. Yeah. And you went to the football game too, didn't you?
I did, and that You're was busy. So much I did fun. Not well, I didn't get a ticket, and then the day before, my friend's like, hey, my grandma, she's using tickets, but she can't go. Do you want to go? It was so much fun, and like, there's this mom next to us, and like, you know, she was, I think, a little bit tipsy, but she was getting to the game. We were dancing. I was like, I might not be in student section, but me and like this, like, her name's Misty. Me and like this 50-year-old mom are like going, woo, get into it.
That's
like,
so
stuff
fun.
Like that.
That's so fun. I've been to concerts before, and it was like, you know, 80s rock bands and stuff. So it was all like 50 plus people.
Yeah.
And they can do it. They can do it. Y'all wouldn't think so.
They can get down. That's
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Morning Show here on 94.7 FM WVUA, the Capstone, the Morning Friendship.
Hi, Ginger.
Hello. Okay, so we're going to celebrate today. And today is both Angel Food Cake Day and Cake Decoration.
Ooh.
And I don't know about you, I love cake.
Me too.
You love cake? Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Because it seems like a lot of people are like anti-cake these days. We're all like, oh, I love pie. Or, oh, I love brownies. No, cake.
Cake. Cake slays all day, every day.
Yes. Oh my gosh, cake slays. That's so good. And it's been so fun to see all of the is it cake stuff going around the internet. I think that's super fun. I think most of the time it's obvious, of course. But if you're like very, very skilled,
No, because some of these people, like, they will make, like, McDonald's-themed cakes, and it looks like McDonald's, and then they cut right through that Happy Meal box, and you're like, ah.
Like, actually, yeah, when it's food like that, and of course, a McDonald's box isn't food, but when it is food, they're trying to emulate, like, but yeah, we love cake.
Cake, like I said, it slays.
Oh, yes, cake slays.
What's your favorite type of cake?
Ooh, that's really cool. I love red velvet because I love cream cheese stuff. And I love chocolate.
I'm a big, like, Oreo crunch ice cream cakes.
That's,
like, I know it's, like, kind of not cake, but it kind of is. Like, I just, I love ice cream and I love cake. So,
have you ever had a hot cake cake?
No, that sounds really so good.
So good. It's like two squares of chocolate cake with like a layer of ice cream in the middle, and then it's just drenched with hot fudge.
That literally sounds like, it sounds like a lava cake. Like,
yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
But it's like, just like, full on cake. Yeah. And then the hot fudge is more chocolate. It's so good.
Yeah. It's
two cake hoppers.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, it's Francesca and Ginger.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the morning show.
So currently we have some very different weather than what we're used to. It's 56 degrees right now with a low of 46 and a high of 79. And the humidity is still high. It's still about 80 to 90% humidity. Still no rain because God said, let there not be rain. Which we might get some later this week. Rainy. Much needed. So, but it means that we're getting into fall, which is super, super exciting. So excited for the autumnal vibes. I'm from Ohio, and where I live, like, fall is, like, massive, like, because we live, like, out in the woods and the mountains and just stuff like that. So I'm excited because that's, like, I love being in the South, but that's, like, the one time I want to go home is, like, fall. I'm like, I want to see the leaves change and go down these country roads and just stuff like that.
I'm excited for turtlenecks.
Oh, my God, yeah. I'm just excited for, like, my girl Pinterest vibes. Like, that's what I care about. I want to, like, feel like I am in Pinterest, and Val does it for me. So I saw this really, really cool article from Pet Helpful, and it was this TikTok about this golden retriever named Olive. And so Olive's a very old dog, you know, a little bit like tired, a little run down. So they decide to get her a sister named Roxy, a Labrador retriever. And so she's a little puppy, and they became like best friends instantly. Aww. So it's like, Olive gets to be kind of like a mom to Roxy. And there's this TikTok of Olive, like, before, like, the baby being like, oh, just laying on the couch all day. Oh, just eating food all day, being a little lazy bum. And then with Roxy, it's like taking her places, correcting her, snuggling with her. And it's just so cute. Like, I love stories like that where you see, like, the puppy just...
Yeah, it's fun when animals adopt each other, and animals adopt kids. That's cute.
Yeah, I know.
That's super fun. Back to some music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to The Morning Show here on 97.7 WVUA. The Boys in the University of Alabama. I want to talk about this very, very cool story that I saw in Crimson Light. This is by Emily Foster. Ready for the One Way. Fashion students showcase design skills and internships. And I'll just say beforehand that if, you know, if nothing else mattered and, you know, you could make it really easily in the fashion industry, I would be a fashion major because I love clothes. And you probably can't tell by what I'm wearing. I do love clothes. I love design. I was always the kid who was like drawing dresses and I love sketchbook. But this is really, really cool. So it's got some stories of a few UA fashion students who did internships over the summer. One girl, Grace Frederico, she interned. Let's see where she interned. Sorry, Grace. she interned at Layla Rose, a ready-to-wear and bridal designer. And I think that's super cool. I would love to design wedding dresses. Can you imagine?
This is so random, but like I would love to design men's suits.
Oh my god.
Like the NFL.
Oh really?
Like, draft suits.
Yeah. Oh, well, they always have such good style for that. That is the only time when men will like really step out, I feel like. Like on the red carpet and stuff for award shows, everybody's just in a black suit.
Black suit, yeah. So,
but at the NFL stuff, like, everybody is in something. Mm-hmm. That's super fun. Her assignments included assisting with the embroidery layouts, designing pillows, and working on tablecloths and napkins, which is super fun. I love that. Mm-hmm. Then, Anaya McCollum worked at Christopher John Rogers. And y'all, if y'all don't know who Christopher John Rogers is, we gotta step it up, because Christopher John Rogers, most of y'all have probably seen this if you're on the same side of Instagram that I'm on, but Anne Hathaway, her outfit when she was standing on the street and she had on like a big jumpsuit with wide legs and a big blazer and it's super colorful and had colorful circles, and you might have seen the video where she like said no to the purse and people were trying to make it out like that's drama. She was literally just like, oh no, one second, I need that in some pictures later. Well, first of all, oh no. But, yeah, Christopher John Rogers did that outfit. He's dressed Dua Lipa, Gwyneth Paltrow, Rihanna, Tracy Ellis Ross, Lady Gaga. He dressed Lady freaking Gaga. You've made it. Like,
oh, my God. And Christopher John Rogers did Kamala Harris's inauguration outfit.
Ooh.
So he's, like, very up and coming.
And there's Zendaya, the fashion it girl. He dressed her. So that is super, super cool that she got to see all of that. I would die. I love it. And then Morgan Wicker, a senior majoring in apparel and textiles, also had a fashion internship at American Eagle.
Ooh.
It says she was in the women's dresses, skirts, and soft bottoms design team, and she designed garments and pitched 7 of them to production. So the garments could be produced and in stores by fall of 2023.
That is so cool. So for my classes, for like in the same school as like fashion students, and whenever, I'm not a fashion student obviously, but whenever we walk, we see like, the winners of, they do a fashion show in spring every year, and we see the winners, and the stuff is so cute, it's so cool, I'm just like, it's like so pretty, like I'm sitting there like, oh, I could totally do this, but like, fashion design is awesome, I don't think people do this, and like, you have to be so unique, so usually your first like design trailer, you know, literally everyone's done this, Yes. That Anne Hathaway, like, jumpsuit and that blazer is beautiful.
It's such a...
And, like, the way it, like, reflects. I want to know what material it is.
Such a nice.
Such a great outfit.
Yes.
I love how stiff it was.
Yes.
Like, nice.
It really kept its shape.
The perfect Columbia uniform.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. That
I want to know who designed it.
Because I know that she helped design it, but y'all, like, she did the Statue of Liberty, so the way that they, like, made it, it's part of that, like, seafoam green of the rusting of copper, and then the other part is copper.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ralph, of course, looked great, like, you know.
It's so much fun. I just typed in Blake Lively Met Gala designer, and since it was a Versace.
Ooh.
It definitely seems Versace.
Yes, it does. Of course, they're all about the end of the
show. Oh, for sure. She does great at Versace.
You know, she's expecting her fourth
book. I know. And I'm literally so excited.
Her and Ryan Reynolds are, like, my number one.
I feel like, you know, we've seen a lot of celebrity couples recently come crashing down.
Oh my god, I know.
But
I feel like,
they're so fun.
So much.
That's it.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA-FM. This is Ginger, and hello, Francesca.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi. I hear the football game. We talked about this a little earlier, but we wanted to carve out a little extra time because it was just such a wild game.
It was probably the best football game I've ever gone to.
Really?
Like, it was so good.
How many have you been to?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I would say, like, maybe I'm, like, subjective to the rivalry. Like, that's why it was so good. And I haven't gone to, like, any playoff games in Maddie's or anything, but what a thing. And, like, my only thing that I didn't like was they cut Dixieland the Light and Mr. Brightside short because my friend had told me the entire game was being televised.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight televised. Mm-hmm. And so... they had to, like, do this weird remix, so Dixieland Delight was cut through the middle, and then they went, like, club music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no. Like, I am not okay with this. I'm still mad. Like, the music, I get what they were trying to do was do hype club music, but I miss, like, the old Alabama, like, sweet home,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Brightside, very, like, vibey music. But it was, I was not expecting us to be that close the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a blowout. It was going to be like 20-0 by halftime. The last few minutes though, wow, what a game.
What a game.
Our defense finally pulled through.
Yeah.
At the very end.
That's
I totally expected it to be close, but
not that.
I know. Like, I wish I would have watched Nixon's press comments. Like, I kind of want to go back and watch it because I want to see what he said.
Too. I do not like Jimbo Fisher.
I used to. I used to be like, Jimbo Fisher, he's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. Like, A&M, like, I know Alabama's known as, like, villains and stuff, but it's A&M.
It's just because y'all are jealous.
I know.
We're not actually villains. Y'all are just jealous.
We're not villains. We're, like, kind of underdogs because it's Alabama, so we don't have... I mean, our athletic program does have money, but that's because of Nick Saban
mm-hmm.
and how good our program is, but we're like Alabama. Like, we're the state of Alabama. Like, we are the underdogs. We're the cute little classic SEC team. And then you have A&M, who comes into our division with all their money and, mm-hmm. like, all of their, like, snakiness. Like,
oh my God.
No. They are... We're in a movie. It's like a redemption story of, like, Alabama. They're known as the villain. But now they're coming back because everyone hates A&M.
Yeah.
I
know you said earlier that we had dropped to the rank in the rankings to mm-hmm. third.
Yeah.
Which is not fun, but I feel like that's when Alabama thrives.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
That's when we're in our underdog moment.
For sure. I'm kind of shocked Georgia went to number one. To be honest, I think Ohio State should be number one just because
I think it's just because you're from Ohio.
Maybe, but then also part of me is like, listen, I'm not an Ohio State fan.
Mm-hmm.
I will give them props because
I'm only saying that because Georgia almost lost to Mizzou, and Mizzou is also in ranked. But that's another thing, is why did Bama drop down and Georgia go up if they almost lost to another team as well?
I think it's the villain.
I mean, I wouldn't call Georgia villains. Like, I know I'm not a Georgia fan, but like, compared to like a lot of like other schools, like, I feel like Tennessee's a villain. For sure.
I don't know. I was talking about like, Tennessee. I'm from Tennessee, mm-hmm. but I never really grew up hearing about football.
Yeah.
But I think that Tennessee thinks that we have some kind of big rivalry, but like,
We don't.
Y'all are not winning. I don't know. That game is coming up this weekend, isn't it, Tennessee?
Yeah, and they're ranked number 6. They went up from 8 to 6. So
yes, I saw that, which is super exciting as somebody from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I love their name. So we seen their
I have gray. Not.
They have gray uniforms with orange numbers.
Ooh.
I love them. Okay. I kind of wish that we would shake it up sometimes, but I know, yeah. You know, tradition's important.
But like, it's so be fun to do a little something, yeah. Something, something. Yeah. That's going to be, we're really going to see if Alabama's good this year when we play Tennessee. Because if we lose to Tennessee, then they'll probably go up to what, number 3?
Even, would be down to like 5.
We would even be like number 2, 3, or not we, they would be number 2, number 3. Crazy, because they were terrible last year.
Emery Ototo.
But they've been terrible like my whole
life. I know, they're not good.
They're why?
Not. This is just some kind of crazy fluke that's happening.
I know.
Because like, it's just my whole entire life.
Yeah.
Somebody living in Tennessee. You and like, you want to root for your home state. You know,
Tennessee's on nobody's radar. Like, I feel like Ole Miss, Kentucky, they were like the teams where they're like, oh, the up and coming. Like, they're going to be probably ranked pretty high. Because I know when we were starting Ole Miss and Kentucky were like number 6, number 8. I could be wrong. But I don't think Tennessee was ranked. Or if they were, they were like in the 20s or something.
Nobody crazy. Could have expected them like this.
I know.
That's no for me. Somebody who doesn't know.
But super fun. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with our last segment.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, everyone, that's just about all for us. We wanted to do a little callback to last show. We asked people to vote on which Big Al is their fall fashion inspo. We had Punk Al, and we had Dark Academia Al. And I think we have one vote for Punk Al and 3 votes for Dark Academia Al. So, everybody go dress like
a hot nerd.
Yes! So fun. Al, okay. We have some new music. Tell me about that.
Okay, so we have a super cool song called Proud by Westlove. And so, according to Alice, our music girl, it's a homage to 80s soft rock. Kind of similar to The Cure, Autumnal Movie Montage Music, which I'm very excited for because I love fall. We've talked about this multiple times today. We love fall here. So I'm really excited, Movie Montage. Yes.
I hope Big Al puts on his Dark Academia.
Yes, his headphones, he's walking to class.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
That's so fun. That's so cute. So fun.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll be back next week. And also, we want to hear from you guys. What should our costumes be on Halloween? Because we get to do the Halloween show on October 31st.
So we'll ask all that on our Instagram. That's at WVUAFM. Look out for our content. We're going to have a picture of the ballot cake. It's Angel Food Cake Day. It's cake decorating day.
Mm-hmm. And we'll ask y'all about the Halloween costumes, so give us your input. Thank y'all for listening, and we'll see y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.